You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
It is where it's happening, as usual. Johnny Gordy, what?
It's the Mad Pat.
It is the Mad Pat. Johnny Gordy in the morning, and we're overlooking State Street in glorious Madison, Wisconsin, if you're tuning in for the very first time. I am. And we encourage you to listen to the Civic Media app. Check it out. Well, you can get us anywhere in the world.
That's
the
right.
App, right?
It's global.
That's what I hear.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Civic Media app is free to download and free to use.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Just check us out there. And then, of course, you can text us or give us a voice
note.
Voice note. Yep. You can get a voice note.
Yeah. And we haven't gotten a lot of voice notes, just one that you guys seem to overplay.
Well, it's a brand new feature.
Dramatically.
Yeah, let's play it again.
What?
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Yeah, right. I think Troy was just testing it to see if it worked.
Yeah,
I don't think he really meant that.
No.
But we like to play it.
No, we love everybody out in Mount Horeb. You know, the grumpy troll.
Yeah,
great
the
place
trolls.
To go. And, of course, the apple cider brewer out there as well.
Yeah.
Right next door.
It's kind of overcast this morning, 8 minutes past the hour. Yeah. It's cloudy. It's feeling a little humid. I think the dew point is pretty high.
I would assume it is, yes.
Guessing.
Very uncomfortable.
We could have some showers and thunderstorms at times today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on, find out the weather for this week. Did you have a good weekend, John?
Well, it was okay.
I went to the protests on Saturday.
It's good for you. Good
huge
for you.
Crowd. Yeah. Huge crowd. And it was all very peaceful. No problems there, but it was started at the Library Mall with the Women's March at noon and then or get together there. And then they marched up State Street, up to the Capitol.
Did you
massive
make it down
crowd.
There?
Yeah.
The Library Mall? Did you see that event?
I did, yes.
And did they dress like clowns?
They did. There were lots of clown-like, costumes and all kinds of signs. I mean, a huge collection of clown-like gear. And, it was really good. Really good.
I really wanted to make it, but herding my two sons, not easy. Not easy.
No.
And we eventually gave up.
Well, it went on till about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and that's what I hear.
Yeah, and then of course, traffic was crazy.
I know that everybody wanted to get home to see the military parade.
Yes, thank goodness they had a lot of television coverage of that. Because
yes,
it wasn't as jam packed as I thought they would.
I was
expecting huge crowds.
It was very comfortable, wasn't it? I mean, people had a lot of room, elbow room.
Apparently, there was plenty of additional seating in the bleachers,
and
there.
That was nice. People could find a seat right away.
Looked like the president fell asleep a couple of times during the march.
That's what it looked like to me.
Wasn't all that.
I personally think he was actually just dreaming about. You could see him kind of maneuvering and, grouchy scowl on his face.
Going in and out of consciousness.
Yeah, and then he'd kind of like, move his head back quickly. It was like,
he was tired.
Here I am.
He was busy. He was tired.
He was trying to, barely keeping consciousness out there in the stands. Maybe. That was really an embarrassment.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that, I was just on the way here, I was looking at pictures of it, and they had a back shot of where Trump sat, and he was standing up, I guess, that he was giving his speech or something like that, but he was standing up in front of him across the street.
Yeah.
Empty. empty seats.
No, really? Oh, that's stupid. Well, there was there was rain and thunderstorms in the forecast.
That was it.
I'm sure that kept a lot of people away.
Oh, I'm sure that was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was too bad. I don't think he's going to live that down. I won't let him forget. That's for sure.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Tiffany Hobbs. She's from Los Angeles radio station KFI AM, big station in L.A.
Yeah.
And she's going to give us the lowdown on what's been happening in Los Angeles for the last week or so.
Right.
And, of course, we'll be talking to Pam Yonke here in about 10 minutes or so. Get the food and farm report from the Midwest. Lots of things coming up. Over the weekend, couple of weeks, we had our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
Yes, yeah.
And I was able to get a hold of one of our grand prize winners. Do you have that queued up there, Don?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Right, let's play it.
All right, let's listen to
this. All right, let's listen.
Here we go.
All right.
Hello.
My name is Gordy. I'm calling for Trace. From
this is he. Wait, is this Gordy of John and Gordy?
This is. How you doing?
Cool. Hey, man. What's up?
Well, let me tell you have been selected as one of our grand prize winners in our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all.
Oh, my God. I told my wife, I was like, I'm going to manifest this. We're winning it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I love you guys. I listen every day on the way to work.
Well, Trace, you have won a 2-night stay in the White Lace Inn in Sturgeon Bay in Door County. Wow, congratulations.
That's nice. Oh, that's great. I can't believe it. I just told my wife that I'm going to win this contest because I never win anything. So this is great.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations from everybody at Civic Media and at WMDX. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you all. I love your guys' show. I listen every morning.
Terrific. Oh,
thanks, Gordy. Great. I appreciate you.
Beautiful.
Okay. That so is nice. Trace is a happy nice. Camper there.
So wholesome. Yeah. Very wholesome.
Yeah.
That's a great place to go to. Man, he is so lucky.
Oh, yeah. That's
so lucky.
That'll be a good time. And we had another grand prize winner. I don't have that one with me today, but another grand prize winner who won a bed and breakfast at up at Baraboo at the big Ringling House.
Big fan of who?
Actually, listen on a different station, WHMS.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Okay.
Well,
I don't have it
that's
in front
great.
Of me.
We had so many stations in the Civic Media Group.
25, I think.
Yeah.
25 and counting, yes. So, let's see.
I stopped counting at 20.
Did you?
Okay. I don't know why I said that. I just did.
Well, let's check the history books here. Dom has been working all weekend long to gather the information up. And what do you got for us this morning?
I'm very
Producer
excited
Dom?
For this. I'm very excited for this. I love this segment. I love every day whenever we do this segment. All right.
Well, should we interrupt him because we have the National Day calendar?
I guess.
I'm sorry.
We don't do the National Day calendar.
Yeah, we don't do it anymore.
Well, we don't do the National Day calendar, but we do want to know what we're missing today, right?
I guess you're right. Let's go check it.
All right. Let's hang on a second now. And you caught me unprepared here.
Well, I know that.
It's National Fudge Day.
Ah.
That's the only thing on the calendar.
What?
That's it. One thing. National Fudge Day.
It's like we're skipping this day then.
So go up to the Dells and have some fudge. Okay, back to you, Dom.
All right, let's go history here. We got in 1884, the first purpose-built roller coaster, the Switchback Railway, was made and actually used. So
1884?
1884.
First roller coaster.
I would have been very scared if I went on that roller coaster.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust it.
Well, I know, How would the guy introduce it, right?
I don't know.
This is the very first roller coaster. Anybody want to volunteer?
Because that's the way they talked back then. They did talk like that.
Yeah.
Do I have some volunteers?
It may look dangerous, but it's
Hold
exciting.
Hold on to your hats. Okay. What else?
All right. And then in 1903, the Pepsi Cola Company forms.
Oh, well, what a moment that
very,
was.
Very, very nice there.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And then in 1933, the FDIC is created. So there we go.
All right. That's really exciting.
Absolutely fascinating there. So.
Were you, way back when, Gordy and I go back, were you a big Pepsi fan or a Coke fan? There were the groups.
Always Coca-Cola for me because my grandfather drank Coca-Cola and worked at a bottling plant for a while. Coca-Cola bottling.
Good
plant.
Reason. So, yeah. Well, so how about the flavor? Were you hip to the flavor?
Well, Pepsi's too sweet for me.
That's what I was thinking too.
It's you know, but Coca-Cola, it's got a little kick to it.
See, I always go with the underdog, and I really wanted to back Pepsi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody liked Coke.
Yeah.
And everybody still loves Coke, man.
Sure. Okay.
But, I don't know. All right. So
go ahead.
Anyway, all right. Then
I'm done with that one.
We're not condoning any use of any illegal products. Okay.
All right. And then we'll go to birthdays here.
All right.
Tupac, 1971. Oh, yeah. Birthday was today.
Okay.
Catherine Graham, who I didn't know. I had to search that up. 1917.
Go ahead.
Yeah, she was the, she made the Washington Post. She transformed into one of the most leading newspapers in the U.S. today.
That's true.
And then Bob Ryland.
I have no idea who this
1920.
Is.
1920. He was the first African-American to play professional tennis.
Oh, really?
I should have known that.
Huh. Bob Ryland. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's
did you have
nice
a good weekend?
Know.
By the way, you went camping, right, Tom?
I did.
Oh, no, really?
Yes. Unfortunately, I went camping. I went to...
what do you mean, unfortunately? What happened?
I went to Governor Thompson, about an hour north of Green Bay, and it rained the entire time. It downpoured every second. I mean, we tried to make a fire. It went out after 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a tent?
We made a tent. It was kind of janky, but we ended up making it. And we only spent like half a night there, and then we left early in the morning.
What? Just half a night?
Yeah, we gave up. We gave up. I realized I'm not good outside, so I tend to just stay inside.
Any mosquitoes out there? Or
where did you stay inside?
I just went into my car. We ended up sleeping in my car. So.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But in terms of mosquitoes, I have a couple on my foot. I have one on my butt cheek. Yeah. So I mean, I've got quite a few right now.
They find different places to go.
Wow.
Yeah, that should be a lesson. Dom, never go camping again. I learned my lesson back then as well. So. Yeah. Golden age, you know, you learn never go camping.
Well, I mean, when it's raining, that's miserable.
No, it's miserable no matter what.
Really?
You got to sleep on the ground. That's not that's
spiders
not
on
cool.
our tent and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mattress.
Bugs. Snakes and
spiders.
And horseflies.
Yeah.
Bad stuff.
Well, we're glad you survived.
You know, with hotels and all that stuff and all these resorts, why would you ever sleep outside in a tent? What is wrong
with
you people?
How about a cabin? Would you go for a cabin?
Yeah, or definitely a cabin. Yeah. Sure.
I like a cabin, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good enough. So that was your weekend, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. And then I have my birthday tomorrow, so I'm expecting tomorrow. Big things tomorrow.
That's right. How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 22, the right age of 22.
22.
That's really sad. All right.
What?
What's sad about that?
So much to learn. So many things to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. All right. Coming up right around the corner, we've got Pam Yonke. What's she going to be talking about?
Big tip, do not deal pot, okay? Do not deal pot.
Where did that come from? What are you talking about?
Well,
John's giving me life lessons out here.
Yes, that's right. Life lessons. Don't do it.
Well, tomorrow we're going to talk to Jesse Christensen. He's with Cannabis DNP. And
now you can learn a little bit more about it.
He's going to be telling us about cannabinoid therapeutics. There's a whole new, I don't know.
He's got a lot
of product line of taffy or something. It's like not gummies, but taffy.
Wow.
Cannabis taffy. Okay. 19 past the hour. Pam Yonke is right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning. Don't you go anywhere.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Kind of a rainy morning, yep. After all. Yeah, I got to say this is really scary and ghostly.
What are you talking
about? But I turned my car on this morning and my windshield wipers are going.
Yeah.
And the back windshield wiper was on. I didn't do that. That wasn't something I switched on. I don't know how my car knew it was raining and to put the wiper blades on.
Well, it's a smart car.
But it completely freaked me out. No, it's not a smart car. So I don't know what happened.
Okay.
All right, just a little note.
Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got some drizzle, some light rain right now, and temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll get up to about 80 today. It's going to be warm and humid this afternoon. Pam Yonke joins us now from the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Yeah, morning, guys. You know what? Mine does the same thing. Automatically turns on. My back windshield wipers don't, but my front one will all of a sudden just randomly start. If it feels any moisture on my windshield, it did it yesterday afternoon. I was coming from Baraboo, and all of a sudden, I didn't even notice the raindrops or, you know, the speckles on my windshield, but it did. So
yeah, but the thing is, the back window.
That one would have. That mine doesn't do that.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
Freak you out.
It was weird. I'm still kind of freaked out about that. Oh, man.
So give us a recap of your weekend. How about breakfast on the farm?
Yeah.
How did that go?
You talk about freaked out. That's the way a lot of little people were feeling on Saturday when they got up close to some of the dairy cows at the Hinchley Dairy down by Cambridge. First of all, thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to everybody that showed up. They were guessing north of 5,000 people that were there starting at 7 a.m.
Wow.
The line. I got a chance to have a pancake. I looked down to eat my pancake. I looked back up, and all of a sudden there was a swarm of humanity waiting to stream into the machine shed for breakfast. So it really happened fast, but it was a well-coordinated effort, and I thought it was really interesting to see what people are gravitating towards. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the cows. The cows are the big attraction. Everybody wants to see them and kind of get a little perspective on how big they are.
Yeah.
But it was also cute to see they had three barn kitties, and kids could line up to hold the barn kitties.
Oh.
Now,
oh.
I mean, babies of any kind are cute, but when you put barn kitties with little kids, it was just, if you want to see the pictures, I've got some up at Midwest Farm Report and Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. But, and the moms and the parents would be with the little kids so they didn't hurt the kitties or do anything like that. But I thought to myself, holy man, are those kitties going to sleep well tonight? Because they've been passed through how many hundreds of hands through the course of the morning. But no, it was really well done. Third time that the Hinchleys had hosted it. Mm-hmm. So again, like we said, really, really well done for sure.
All right.
That's excellent. You know, Cambridge is quite a nice little town.
It is.
Been through there a number of times.
Yeah. Great little shops over there. Love them.
Yep.
Now, we did talk about the artisan butter last week.
Right.
Well, now let's talk about the food and beverage innovation camp that's going on. Kekkonen is putting this in.
Well, they're part of it. So I didn't know that this was going on. If you live or have drive through the Jefferson area. So what they're calling this is a food and beverage innovation campus. Mm. And what they're doing, Jefferson County, I don't know if you're aware, is home to quite a few different food companies. Nestle Food is down there. There's a lot of different food-related companies.
Jones,
and now they've decided to try to bring them all together in this food and beverage innovation campus.
Mm-hmm.
Kekkonen is the first to financially commit to building their factory there, and that's already underway. According to the economic development people that are connected with it, they said they've already invested about $563 million to create this welcoming area. And one of the reasons why Jefferson is so well suited for this is the workforce. That's something that Jefferson touted for a long time, and they want to continue to bank on that. So this looks like it is very well supported, not only in Jefferson County as far as public monies, but also as far as the agribusinesses and food companies that are interested in coming there. The next phase after they get started with the actual brick and mortar of the food manufacturing side of things will be focusing in on creating the residential element for all the employees that these companies are going to be needing. They said they know that they're out there, but they want to make sure they're close to where they're going to have to work. So that'll be the next phase.
That's great. Okay. All right, let's talk about border collies because I have one. I have a two-year-old that just can't stop working in the yard.
Yeah, I used to have one too. Yeah. They're great dogs. Yeah.
Oh, so long as you've, like, to your point, so long as you've got something for them to do.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what Cooper, the 6-year-old Border Collie, a 15-year-old 4-H girl named Addison Conley up in Galesville in Treplow County, has been fascinated and partnered up with her dogs really since she was a little kid. And through 4-H, the Clover Kids, she got started with this dog, Cooper, who's now 6. They are on their way to Portugal in a couple weeks for the 4-H Team USA Junior Open Agility World Championship. The dog's going along right now. He's going through his shots and making sure he's got papers. He has 7 different commands just to get him through the jump obstacle.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, don't they usually use, like, signals, but she uses
she did. She
verbal.
Uses her voice now. Yep, she did use hand signals, and now Cooper's so good she can use her voice.
So this is happening in Portugal. Why Portugal? Why?
Because it's an international.
Yeah.
It's like the 4-H Team Olympics.
Okay.
So this will be 4-H kids from around the world in Portugal doing this.
Yeah, they've got Border Collie competitions right here in Wisconsin.
Do they?
I've went to a few.
Border Collie competitions all over the
all
world.
All over, huh?
They go to Ireland and watch how they work those Border Collies.
Oh, yeah. Well, got to give them something to do, and give them a lot of competitions is one way of doing it.
Yeah.
Got to keep them busy.
Yeah.
They want to work.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm on a tough schedule. Mine keeps me on a schedule.
Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm babe. Thank you so much, Pam.
All right, buddies. We'll talk to you Friday.
All right. That's great. Yep. Okay. 29 minutes past the hour, right around the corner. Idiocracy. We've got a lot to get to today. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Can't wait.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Ah, they're always dumb. And finally, we caught another dumb one.
Yeah.
Vance Bolter.
Yeah.
Captured in a woods. Major manhunt there, and they managed to have him crawl to them on the ground just to make sure he was somewhat safe. Still armed, though.
Yeah.
They have the killer in custody at this point.
Yes.
In Minnesota.
We'll get to all of this in just a moment. It is 6:36, cloudy and rainy this morning. Maybe some showers and storms later today. Highs near 80, right now 65. This portion of the show brought to you by Burlow Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Burlo mattress. Plenty has changed since 1958, but some things remain constant through Burlo's history. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Burlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, east and west. Go to burlo.com. Yes, they captured that suspect, Vance Bolter.
Yes.
The shooting of 2 Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. He was arrested late last night, overnight. Largest manhunt in Minnesota's history. He's charged with 2 counts of murder and second degree and 2 counts of attempted murder in the second degree. Shooting allegedly State Representative Melissa Hortman and killing her and her husband. They were shot on Saturday. Same gunman shot Democratic State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, who survived this attack. And that's where things stand this morning. So he's been captured.
Hey, why don't you cue up cut 145 for us? This is a TV reporter talking about who Vance liked most. Listen.
We even asked about Mr. Bolter's political affiliations. And David Carlson, once again, his roommate and best friend, known him since fourth grade, did say Bolter voted for Trump and that he was a strong supporter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it kind of clears that up. I mean, the right wing, of course, saying that he's a liberal.
Because he had worked for a while with Governor
for
Tim
a
Walz.
While, but yep, and the previous governor was also a Democrat. So it was a volunteer thing. It's kind of a citizen panel, and they ask people to be on it. And he's been on that a few times. So yeah.
But supposedly voted for Trump.
Oh yeah, big Trump fan. He's a Christian nationalist. As well, I have another cut here, cut 146, and this is an example of him dancing and preaching on stage for Jesus. Let's listen.
And I'm just as excited about Jesus.
Et je suis juste excité
right
de
here,
Jésus.
Right now.
Jusqu'à présent, même maintenant.
And when I get excited,
et quand je suis excité,
I want to dance.
Je veux danser.
And what Jesus did for me.
C'est que Jésus a fait pour moi.
Jesus is God.
Jésus est Dieu.
Must have told him
c'est
to
he saved my life.
Kill some people.
I'm excited about God.
Je suis excité de Dieu.
And I want to worship him.
Je l'adore.
Because he's coming again.
And Jésus
he's excited.
Revient encore.
And he's got plans.
Yeah.
He's got plans
de plans
and purposes
et le dessin
for each one of you
pour chacun de vous ici
and for me
et pour moi aussi.
There you go.
So that's Vance Bolter.
So that was God's, I guess, plans for Bolter, and that is to kill people. Mm. And he's pro-life, by the way, just to let you know as well. So,
wow.
Yeah, well, it says a lot.
Well, the good news is he's been captured.
Yeah.
And... now we'll face those charges.
Well, you know, I mean, this is kind of going to catch on, I think, as well. Members of several far-right MAGA-affiliated groups are now urging members to carry out acts of violence against protesters. Yeah. And the Wall Street Journal reported Friday that members of the Proud Boys were making violent threats on their app Telegram. One Proud Boy organizer reportedly said, "You just have to impale a few of them," while another declared, "It was a riot season again. Shoot a couple, the rest will go home."
Mm. Wow.
And that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
That's awful.
Yep. Well, it's not a funny Idiocracy today.
Nope. A lot of tragedy.
Yeah. But you know what? I got a web wisdom for you here.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is somebody who's saying, you know, they hear as well as we have been hearing that a lot of people are saying, "This is what you voted for. This is what you voted for." Well, and they're saying, "No, this isn't what we voted for."
No.
Well, you know what? No, you did vote for this. Let's listen.
"Nah, MAGA, come back to the front. Come back to the front. Y'all was all loud and bold and proud of everything. No. This is exactly what you voted for. Don't sit up here talking about something you were lied to. No, baby, you believed the lie you told yourself. You were trying to rationalize the thoughts of an irrational person, and now you sitting up here acting like you're in confusion. Nah, baby, this is exactly what you voted for. Now that Meemaw and Papa don't have the Medicare coverage they need to take care of dialysis, now you talking about something that's not what you voted for. Now that he took away research funding for cancer treatment and the HIV vaccine, oh, now this ain't what you voted for. Now that you and your kids can't eat no more because he took away SNAP benefits because you're disabled and can't get Medicaid for you and your kids no more, now that ain't what you voted for. Oh, no, baby, you voted for it all. You voted for it all. But because you thought it was going to affect people who look like me and other marginalized communities, you was more than willing to vote for him because you thought it was not going to affect you. I'll say it once, I'll say it twice, I'll say it 3,000 times. Unless you are a millionaire, billionaire, or a dictator, you are a minority as well to that man." Wow. "And now the rest of us got to find out because you decided to F around."
Yep. There you go.
It's a web wisdom.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
All right.
Telling it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Phone lines are open, by the way. 608-879-8255. 608-879-TALK. Matt, if you want to give us a call back, we had your call, but we lost your call. You can chime in. Again, 608-879-8255.
We have Lynn out in Golden Valley suggesting that maybe the AI on my phone turned the wipers on.
Yeah, your wipers just automatically came on, especially the back wiper. this morning?
Yes,
freaked you out.
Now, the back wiper really freaked me out because you got to kind of turn a little knob at the end of the arm to get that to work. I don't know.
Knew
I
knew somehow just it was like, raining.
Yeah. It blew my mind. Yeah, I'm in the car thinking, it's haunted. You know, this is another Christine.
Well, do you think maybe one of the boys took your car out last night when you were asleep? Maybe they were out and driving around. It was raining.
Yeah.
Did you let them borrow the car?
That's a really good explanation.
Are they trustworthy?
Well, I only have one son that drives, but he doesn't like to drive my car.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Why not? It's a problem.
It's too small. And
he's a tall guy.
I had the windows tinted because as I was driving around when I was doing the census, that sun really, really baked the inside of the car. So I had the windows tinted, but they aren't real dark tints.
Mm.
But just enough where he is uncomfortable driving at night because of the tinted windows, something I didn't think about. Mm. But anyway, that's one possibility, but I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But I do have something. I have something else here, and this is David Glosser. You know who he is?
David Glosser.
He's the uncle of Stephen Miller.
Oh.
Crazy man Stephen Miller of the administration. He calls Stephen an immigration hypocrite. And this was his interview with Anderson Cooper. Listen.
Okay.
Issa wrote, you describe your nephew, Stephen Miller, as an immigration hypocrite. What do you mean by that?
It's an important question. And I have to preface my response by saying that I wrote this article more in sadness than in anger or resentment. Our family history is entirely dependent upon the fact that our family was able to escape from a terrible situation in what is now the country of Belarus. Had we not been able to enter America when we did, Stephen Miller would never exist.
And so this notion of chain migration, which is something the administration calls the opportunity for somebody who's come to the United States to apply to get their parents to come, their cousins, brothers or sisters to come, that has been part of your family history, of Stephen Miller's family history.
That is the classic story of virtually everybody in America who isn't a Native American or who was brought over unwillingly as a slave. That's everybody's story.
You referred to your nephew, Stephen, as an immigration hypocrite. Do you see this administration itself as hypocritical? The First Lady, her parents just got citizenship based on what the administration would call chain migration.
Well, let's think of it for a second. As far as I understand, Mr. Trump's grandfather came over, or either his father or his grandfather came over as an immigrant from Germany. Trying to avoid draft into the German army. He's trying to find a new life here in the United States. And he is married as a what's the count now? Three immigrant women in the United States and has just, through chain migration, her parents have been made citizens of the United States, and I welcome them.
Do you see a racial component in this administration, how they view this issue?
You know, all those epithets are the sorts of things which were said about Jews, Irish, Poles, Hungarians, and virtually Italians, Sicilians, Sardinians, everybody from Southern Europe, Eastern Europe, from the Balkan countries, were all condemned and vilified by the so-called America Firsters of their day. I mean, these people were described frequently as slime pumped out of the mud tanks of Europe, rapists, murderers, thieves, gangsters. It is hard to escape the conclusion based on the administration's actions and policies rather than their rhetoric, it's hard to escape the conclusion that they want to disadvantage people coming from countries based on their religion, based on their ethnicity, and based on their countries and regions of origin.
Did it surprise you that Stephen was involved in this? Many see him as a leading voice in this in the administration.
Sadly, it's no surprise. It appears that much of his professional identity and his personal identity has been wrapped up in this particular issue, though I do not know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. And his name again?
That's David Glosser.
And he's Stephen Miller's uncle?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've heard him speak before about Stephen Miller.
Yeah.
And,
He's trying to explain, give people some insight into the crazy man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a little background on him, so you kind of understand what's going on. Why don't we go to the phones? We got Joe on the line. Joe, what do you got for us this morning?
Oh, so much to do. You know, I wanted to comment on the fabulous parade, of course, with the squeaky tanks and the empty stands.
Right?
One person described it as a triumph of the will, designed by Bart Simpson, and I thought that was a nice
way to have.
But I did want to comment on the immigration hypocrisy, and just to add another layer to it, because, you know, Trump had a very bad weekend, as we know, and came out with this incredibly aggressive message that he's going to be directing ICE to be upping their game and going to blue cities, New York, Los Angeles again, and Chicago. But at the same time, he said, we're having an effect here in terms of a bad effect on ag and hospitality industries. And so he's asking ICE to halt raids on people working in hotels, farms, restaurants, meat pack. So, okay, so what are we getting down to? Like the home health care aides and roofers? I mean, it's just like if you go and you seek an exemption, every industry is going to go seek an exemption. Of course. And so it'll be interesting on who gets to see the wrath of Donald after this poor showing on the weekend.
So the hypocrisy layers up
pretty nicely. It's a big layer cake.
It is a layer cake.
Put it that way.
Joe, thank you for your call.
Joe.
Appreciate it.
It's a good point.
Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too.
Yeah, me too.
Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Thank you.
We love you too, Stephanie.
We do.
She follows our show a little after 8 o'clock right here
on WMDX 92.7.
Rain showers this morning, and we could be in for some thunderstorms along the way, high near 80. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, passion over profit. They're family-owned, and they help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. They've got an excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
Sounds good to me. You know, we're going to talk about the parade, shall we?
The big parade in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. You know, it's raining a little today. Maybe everybody should just stay home just like they did for the parade.
Well, here in Madison, we've got showers right now, and the leaf blower guys are out there in the rain.
Well, you never know.
Trying to find leaves, apparently, but pushing water around on the sidewalk. I guess it helps clean things up.
I think you know something we don't.
So what about the parade in Washington, D.C.? They had showers.
Well, Trump is saying that it was a major success, you know, and a lot of people were worried that it would be downpours of rain. So, you know, maybe some people stayed at home, but certainly a lot of people, the entire stands, stayed at home.
Well, they were predicting 250,000 people might show up for this thing. I don't think it quite made that.
No, I don't think so. Maybe a couple thousand at the most. You know, I saw a picture this morning of him standing up in the stands. This was a back shot of Trump in his stands.
Yeah.
And he was facing the street, and the stands across the street were completely empty. And you would think those would be the most high-in-demand stands, but no one was there. No one was there. It was laughably bad, and certainly something that he is never going to live down, not on this side of the aisle anyway, you know, and I'm not, you know, we're not political in that way, but, you know, we do at least recognize there are two sides of the aisle. And one side, the left side, is going to be remembering this for a long time.
Well, I noticed some of them, you know, I saw some of the video, and there were, you know, a few tanks rolling through the streets, and then they had some
squeaky tanks.
They were squeaky, rusty old tanks, and then they had some guys that were just walking. Some of the army guys dressed in fatigues, they weren't marching. They were just walking. They weren't marching, you know, uniformly. There was like no. cadence to it at all.
I've got a post here on X, and it explains it. Former Army here. Yeah. It takes about a week of drill and basics to learn how to march. Once you do, it's ingrained in you for life. You know how to self-correct if you fall out of step. Mm. And if there isn't a commanding officer leading the march, yeah. there's a designated point person within the ranks to call out left, right, left, right, if they notice there's disorder in the cadence, right?
Mm, yeah.
So this cluster thing of a parade leaves me with only one conclusion. This was a silent protest, a foxtrot Delta Tango, if you will.
Foxtrot Delta Tango.
Yeah, of course.
What a great name for a band. That's write that one
Don't
down.
Give
send
anybody
it over
an
to rocker.
Yeah, rocker should take care of that one.
Okay.
Of course, you know, there were a few signs out there as well.
There were.
Yeah.
Lots of signs.
I jotted down a few of them here. Our expectations for you were low, but holy F. okay. Or you know it's bad when a straight white guy makes a sign. Which I thought was one of the better ones. I think you texted one. No parking anytime.
Right.
They took the park off, so it's just no king anytime.
Yeah, I saw a few of those.
Yeah. Five times draft dodgers don't get military parades.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to do that taco. Oh. Tacos to go. That was one of them. But did you see the videos on X?
People they dressed up as tacos?
Yes, tacos, and they had taco tanks.
Oh, man.
Oh, tanks. Those were gorgeous. Mm. Yes, real patriots don't join the Gestapo. They stop them. J.D. Vance puts his cast iron skillet in the dishwasher. Stop pretending.
What?
I know.
What is that about?
Well, people had some issues. he's not the Midwestern everybody thinks. Stop pretending your racism is patriotism. Mm. Yes, your red hat does make your D look smaller. Why do I protest? It's easier than hiding in my family in an attic. Twinkle, twinkle, little czar, Putin put you where you are.
Wow.
I fought fascism in 1945. At 102, I'm doing it again. Clean up on aisle 47. Imagine being afraid of diversity, but not dictators.
Mm.
You know it's bad when an introvert shows up. If Kalman were president, we'd be at brunch right now. You're eating the checks. They're eating the balances. Elect a clown, expect a circus. If Melania doesn't have to live with him, why do we have to?
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's,
and how about this? Right. Does this ass make my country look fat?
Mm. That's very creative sign making.
Well, I do like that one.
Yeah.
A dog wore this. Nobody is eating the dogs.
Yeah, I did see that one too. Yeah. Those are excellent songs.
Oh, yes, and this is kind of a takeoff on something. Super callous, fragile, bigot, sexist, he's atrocious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very creative signs.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, coming up in our next hour, we are going to check in with Tiffany Hobbs. She works at KFI AM in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, she's been covering the protests out there in L.A.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have her live from L.A. Coming up in about a half hour or
yes,
so.
Yes, yes.
And a whole lot more coming up right around the corner. We will keep you posted. We'll also check in with Brittany Merlot, find out what is going on with the weather for today and this week. All coming up on John Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.